can proceed with the next item.
Okay, so the next item is an interactive item where we're going to plan the next year's board meeting dates and locations. We've proposed those in item 18. This is an information item, but we can try to nail down dates. We'll ultimately come back with what we propose and ratify that as an action item in September. Okay, so on page one of the staff report are the proposed dates and locations for 2017. So I'm going to throw a curveball here and say, actually, the March dates I am going to propose we change, we move forward by 1 week. This morning we talked about the ag order, and the ag order expires on March 14th. So I'm going to pull that meeting forward to the 9th and 10th, I think is the right number. We've planned these locations around our conceptual agendas too. For example, March is in Watsonville. We're proposing March in Watsonville next year. That's our biggest meeting room facility. That's where the ag order hearing will be. So there's some intent behind locations too. Yeah, to repeat, the proposed March dates are March 9th and 10th. And then I'm gonna do real-time adaptation here. And I heard Mr. Delgado mention an October meeting and how we used to have an October meeting that was kind of an informal off-site meeting where we could talk larger scope issues. So we put a placeholder for that, but we didn't select any dates, partly because I wanted to test the idea with the board.
May I comment on that, Chair Wolf? I recall that last year I brought up the point that because we have the two-day WGCC Water Quality Coordinating Committee meeting in Sacramento, yeah, it's nice not to also have to squeeze in a two-day hearing, okay, plus the preparation. So right, because we do prepare for the Water Quality Coordinating Committee as well. And this is our first year of giving it,
right,
giving that
rest,
consideration,
yeah,
in our regular. So
typically what we do, acknowledging what Dr. Hunter just said, typically what we do with the, we'll call it the offsite board meeting, is it's a one or two topic, and they're general topics. They are not a permit or a 401 certification or a highly technical issue. It's more what is the status of groundwater basins with respect to their chemistry, or you know, water supply issues or something like that. They're broad brushstroke kind of issues, and not, so they don't demand as much preparation. But I also want to be sensitive to the fact that you're all volunteers and you're committing 2 days in October to WQCC.
Doctor,
it looked fine to me. You know, I can just work around them.
Dr. Wolf, may I ask a question?
Yes, certainly.
Is there any magic behind July 2021, or could it also be 14-15 or 27-28? I just have a conflict on that Friday, the 21st, so I would probably come down for the 20th, but then go home and miss the 21st.
So we could also pull it forward a day, too. Does that work if we go Wednesday, Thursday that week? There's no magic behind it other than there's a whole unnamed slew of birthdays very late in the month that we've historically had board meetings on, and some of us with the power to avoid that are trying to avoid that now. No names.
If, you know, if there's flexibility, this, yeah, would be there. The second year for me to have to skip a very important meeting which is in the month of March. So if we move to the 9th and 10th, this is the second year that there is a meeting I'm going to have to skip. So if to, you know, if we can move things around a little bit, that would be great. Or as a minimum, if we're open to do a Wednesday and Thursday doing the 8th and 9th, I'm good for that. And maybe also, by the way, another good way is to do one of those dual things, so we don't spend a lot of time here with the public going back and forth on dates. So if we could have Tammy, you know, sent a calendar, and then we can say, okay, these are my preferred date. We can come up with a consensus, rather than spending the time right now going back and forth.
Right.
And then some of us having remorse say, oh, I should have brought up this problem.
I'm going to note the March 8th and 9th, that slide forward 2 days, and then also the one that Mr. Delgado presented, which was the, we'll call it the 19th and the 20th of July now.
Yeah, sorry to say the 19th wouldn't work for me because I have a very late night city council meeting the night before, so I'd have to drive down in the morning and I'd be very tired, so that doesn't work for me. July 19th.
Yep. Okay, we can move forward or backwards either way.
So whose birthday is the end of July?
I can't remember.
Yours?
When you get old, you just start forgetting stuff.
We'll celebrate with you.
We did in Santa Barbara a couple different times with
July
some ag items.
14th, is that a problem for staff because it's too soon in the month?
No. Actually, the gap between the May meeting and the July meeting is probably the biggest gap of the year. So there's no compression going on with agenda preparation or anything like that. So no, moving the July meeting forward or backwards isn't really a problem.
All right. So through the chair, if the July 13th works, I'm sorry, if July 14, 15 works for everybody, and if everyone's okay with the March date that works for you, Chair, maybe we don't have to go through the doodle poll because it's a lot of dates to doodle.
It's 13, 14.
That's why it's called doodling. Yeah.
Okay. July 13, 14.
I'm not sure where we are.
July 13,
14.
14. Sorry. Yeah, 13, 14. But we may be done if, except for the remorse you mentioned. Which can't happen.
8, 9, okay.
But it has been in our packet for a couple of weeks, so.
It's been in our packet for a couple of weeks, but there was a request we let the executive officer know before the September meeting. So, for example, I haven't checked with my wife about whether January 26th, her 74th birthday, is an issue. Mm. Or maybe she'd like to be in Santa Barbara. But because I was looking at this as something that was scheduled for September, as the staff report says. So where are we now on this tentative schedule? What's the March dates we're at now?
So tell your wife, we'll celebrate her birthday at my house on the 26th, and everyone will come over for dinner.
Let's see how that plays.
Okay.
Does that mean we're invited?
Yes.
So where are we in March now?
So the date changes in March are March 8th and 9th. That's a Wednesday, Thursday.
Okay. It's back here. And everything else is unchanged here?
No, there's also a July change. The proposed July dates are the 13th and 14th, and that's a Thursday, Friday, traditional.
And in terms of... We kind of left unresolved the question of whether we want an October kind of, that's historically been sort of a retreat. And Monica's concern was most of us are also taking time to go up to the WQCC. And maybe that could be, is that easier if that's a one day?
The retreat?
Yes.
Traditionally, it is a one day or just a fraction day,
it's
actually.
It's a half day.
It's a late morning to early afternoon kind of thing.
Yeah.
Very informal.
Well, I mean, let me add this as well. I mean, of the informal meetings we've had, when they're in San Luis Obispo, very easy for myself and those of us that live in this area. You have travel time to consider, so it's not just a half a day, it's a day and a half, for considering where you all have to come from. But that's, you know.
Maybe we do it in Paso.
We have to, I mean, we've done it in, we did it at the Elkhorn Slough.
Right.
On
right.
one occasion.
We
I
did
mean,
it.
We have had it up in the northern
at
area.
A school just west of Watsonville, we did
Watsonville
it.
Watsonville High School.
Yeah, Watsonville yeah. High School.
Pajaro
yeah.
Valley High, yeah.
Yeah.
Right, so, yeah. We've moved
so,
them out.
I mean, yeah. I'm open to it. I just, for me, the Water Quality Coordinating Committee is a priority, and it's 3 days of time. So.
Well, I guess the question is how much value we get from that retreat in terms of the, you know, balanced against the effort that it takes.
So what if we doodle poll that and a day? That's a much smaller question we're having now. So yes, no, and
in
we can push a date in a place, yeah. Okay, now it just got complex.
So regarding January, to make it most convenient for everybody, because there was a concern about the 26, 27, I can't do the week prior, but I could do, I mean, I can do the one that's late. I can do the last week, but I could also do the 12, 13. Is that too soon over a holiday for staff to put together the packets?
Yeah.
So that's not an option.
26, 27th might work anyway. She might jump at the chance for dinner at Jeff's house.
Okay. All right. Just want to make sure they're...
Whatever it takes.
Is that for January then? January 26th and 27th?
Yeah, this is all tentative, and we're gonna formalize it at our September meeting, as I understand.
Right. Correct.
26, 27. Yeah.
Okay. We good?
We were working on the
menu,
food and wine
pairing
when
right.
we go to his house stuff.
Okay.
All right. So I think we're good. So we'll send a little survey. And then at the end of the meeting, when we're done, can you remind our board where we eating tonight?
And just a heads up, since you have more than one question, it'll be a Survey Monkey instead of a doodle poll.
We'll gladly do that.
Okay.
All right, anything else, Mr. Robertson?
That's all we have for today, I think.
All right. So today's meeting is adjourned, and it is 10 past 3 p.m., and this concludes our Thursday, July 28th, 2016 meeting. So thank you very much.
And we will reconvene at what time?
8:30 tomorrow.
8:30.